I've been doing background study, and I want to see if you fit into that configuration. Is that all right? I want to see in how you fit into this configuration, rather than if. I want to see how you fit into that configuration. And I find this most interesting, with what I've gathered thus far. Don't let her put her on the defensive. Say, I am interviewing you, Mr. Gilduff. I'd say it with a little chuckle voice. I'm interviewing you, Mr. Gilduff. I'm doing a story on you. You're not interviewing me. And if she hangs up, I'd call right back and say, I see you hung up on me. I wanted to just be sure that I understand. I want to be sure I wrote it down accurately. You did hang up on me. This was not an accident that the phone was disconnected. Whatever she does doesn't show a tone of fear, concern in her voice. Oh, that's interesting, Mr. Gilduff. Thank you. Good day. So that's interesting, Mr. Gilduff. Good day. It's the way you say it, you know. That's interesting, Mr. Gilduff. Good day. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Think we can end up a lot. Well, you say, I don't know what he's saying in the letter. There's a lie. Say, I'm expecting, sorry I didn't get back sooner. It has been helpful that I could help George, and helping with the development of the agricultural mission to George, a call to Freitas and Weinstein. Say that if ever possible they come by a radio, if Weinstein, not possible, shit, he's in near. Say if they ever want to ring him, he'd be glad to hear from them. Give them the number. That's what I'd do. Say that he's out of the office, but he'll be writing them, and he hopes to be back to resume work there, if it's available, by September 15th. Say he's studying every night, he's studying every night, keeping up with the... refining his knowledge in criminal procedure, criminal law, and evidence, and advocacy. And he's talking to public prosecutors in every country he's going to. He says getting... refine his techniques. You got that? Okay. It does sound like he's really interested in the job. I think it's a point of saying that. Anything else to tell me, hon? Or tell him? Well, listen, is there any way in the world he can get an antenna? 3 weeks, you see, this is what we get into. If I had a radio, well, we'd be in sweet time, but I can't handle this.
Okay, well, there's a possibility.
By the way, if I give you a call for, what was the thing that I was supposed to call you last night? If I give you a call...
Carl Elliott.
Yeah, well, now if you get it, it means I am. Anytime you hear it. We're battling this thing till I'm almost ready to do it and go through the conflict. So there's possibility that I just catch a flight in the morning. Anything could happen. I'd catch a flight in the morning if it's standby. Only way I can get it standby. And I'd be in there at 10 o'clock. So if you hear it, then you go to work getting everybody rounded up to be from L.A., you got me? I don't know that I'm going to do that. I'm probably going. You've got the arrangements for me on Wednesday to see the Timmons friend, haven't you? Anyway, that's a request, isn't it? Get to me as soon as you can on that. How, is there some way of calling me to let me know about that? If it is confirmed on Wednesday? Huh? I didn't catch you. Say, you say, well, I'll ring back on Wednesday. You'll call who? For Warren?
Peter Timmons.
Call for who? What's that? Whatever day you say, I don't know, it's confirmed for that day.
So, with that, then you know it's an antenna, the power set up at the place where you are now.
That's right. That will reach you. That'll reach you. And if there's any goddamn way here in the world he can get that, I'd appreciate it. Because three weeks, we just get into these awful prices. We're right now 1 hour's past. Whatever it needs, it sure does need it.
You want Gloria and Tim Carter ready to go on a code call?
Yeah, Gloria, if I call for Gloria Rodriguez, if I call for her, that means get him on the way. Huh? No, both of them. I'd like it's just her. They want to be married, you mean? They're going out shopping? Well, why don't you get him someplace and somebody go run and get him? Yeah. What else? Is somebody talking?
Well, we're just waiting here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Norman to check out the... Make sure that all that chew equipment is checked over.
Have Norman check out what?
Make sure that chew equipment that he's talking about, the $2,000, is in working condition. Get a report back to me.
Is it in good, absolute good working? Now just be sure that he knows what he's talking about, because see, I am just up to my neck with this stuff.
Somebody check in up there to see how much
they want. Well, I gather. Shoes, I guess so. What'd you say?
See what the pricing is on a watch line down here from your side.
Okay. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just price it.
I'd like to know, yes. Be fascinating to see.
Try to pay for it.
Yes, do that. Find out and if there's any way you can get to us. And I say that sucker was anything within $2,000 or something, we ought to take it for the time being. Maybe even three. I don't know. Yeah. Because we're in the 300 again right now. Right now we're in 300. 600 in 2 days.
There's two functions that folks asked about.
Is there some way you can let me know? One name, Adam, if you call for Tom Adams, that's under 2,000. Bill Baker is 3,000. Mike Carmel is 4,000. And what are we going to get? Bob Davis is 5,000. And that's about the fire we get a month that we come back.
So?
Huh? Yes, yes. Hello? Hello? What's this now? I didn't get you. What did you say? What were you saying? Sorry.
I was saying the two functions of folks asked about in connection with Benazir are okay to go to.
The two functions? Yes, I think so. The two functions. I think we better cooperate with Benazir all the way.
Somebody ought to give Johnny Cobb some attention if he's going around outside.
Who's going out outside?
Johnny Cobb. The family reported that Johnny Cobb's been going around without.
Well, better be getting him. Better be getting him. Johnny Cobb, he's been going associating outside with members outside. He be better be given special attention, or perhaps he could be arranged to be sent. Johnny Cobb, some legal. What'd you say? There's a couple of meetings in Ganesha that want us to participate, or court hearings or something. We should do it.
Personally, no.
How'd the commission meeting go this week? Hey, oh, they got to cut that out now for the second. What's this? What's that? Right, with who? Conversating with who? Okay, I'll ask you. Okay. Hello? I see. Yeah, are you having some problem, friend? Yeah, yeah. Well, everything gets back to me. If you got problems, it's going to get back to me, hon. It's bound to get back to me. Who's not supposed to get married? Who? What's that? What are you saying? You want us to get you married before you get over here? Is that what you're saying? Carter, what's the issue, Carter? What's this issue? Somebody said somebody. I don't know who. I get reports from. Married report for anybody new comes in written sealed form. Somebody says you thought you were not going to, you're going to be left behind. What the, I got to be able to depend upon people's soundness. What? Well, okay. Well, I'd hope not. Well, I should hope so. Okay, hon. I don't even know who made that comment. You must have had some paranoid statement or made some flippant remark or something. Because I get oodles and oodles of reports, you know. They're not all accurate. What's that? Are you taking a lot of time out to go together? You shouldn't be coupling in an emergency. We've got a lot of problems that we haven't been able to talk about. I've got to count on you to be doing your work, though, not off baby shopping and that kind of stuff, you know? Hmm? I can't hear you. How much time you spent at it? You're just a key person. I want to be sure you're holding in there. Yeah, if you knew the kind of things we were battling, you guys, just tell me a little bit about the conspiratorial things on every level, the manipulation of the press, clear up. You guys get your minds off of that. The child's naturally going to be named. You're not going to have any identity problem. The child's going to be named by the father. That's not going to be named by the mother. Hmm? That's all, because it is expensive. Let her do as much shopping as you can. Huh? Okay. I don't hear you very well. Okay. Very well. Stay on the ball and offer as much time, any time you got. Maria, they're under a great deal of pressure. There's a lot of things that we're not getting done that we need done. So if you got any time, we could use it. That's the reason I'm talking to you. Whatever. I can't hear it. I can't hear you. What'd you say? Much love to you. Now, what's this? I didn't catch what you said. What? It's Brooks. What?
My car is off.
Yeah, okay, I got that. Okay. That's that? What's that? I spoke to Harriet about what, you'd mentioned. You gotta treat him what? Boy, you're coming in and out of there. You ought to ask for an adjustment on this thing.
Okay, I will.
Who's on the line?
Yeah.
Has he got back from any call? It makes it difficult for Christine because then she has to treat him firmly and she indulges him too much. She says she confronts the shit out of Bruce. I didn't catch it. No, it isn't worth discussion. I get conflicting opinions about that. So I appreciate Christine's opinion. You say she has confirmed it. Okay. But who else thinks it? She said she'll be more careful. She has, that's what Marston said, what you said, that she has confirmed it. And she says she's confirmed it. But she says she will be more careful because maybe she has, but and he's like, what's this doing? Hello? Who's on the line? Well, can you check on folks to see what has come out of this other thing? Hello? Yeah, did you get any results? Oh, you're transcribing. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I don't know better than that. You can't do it that quick. Okay, man, anything else to be said? Any other good news, bad news, or what? You went into? Hearing for minority officers.
Pardon?
Go ahead, I just quoted it. Who went on behalf of the Officers for Justice.
Right.
What's the thing tonight? The NAACP something or something?
Rodney Williams.
That's good. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad for some encouragement. Old Bailey's got the idea we've withdrawn from the community. How does he pick up all this insane shit? Okay. Well, get on with the Tosh so you can get back to me. What time is it there? 2:00. Thank you. Okay, is that all it? So your situation hasn't gotten any gloomier than it was, or has it picked up any, or is any encouragement? Yeah. I saw it. That means it's about the same, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any news is good news, I guess. No bad news is good news. So you got the way I'll contact you then. And you got the way to contact me. Do get us back. We'll be anxiously waiting. And thanks much for everything, hon. Much love. Bye-bye. Yeah, have you made your call yet? We thought something very important that would be like to get across. I don't know how you get across to him, that there were 7 people in the room on one occasion, one of those, speaker telephones that heard his commitment. I also heard he told you something else, that he'd looked at the copy and didn't like it. Paid the kill fee. He told him when he said, well, chance he's working on the article. Resubmit, but he told him on the phone that he would not be interested. did our own investigation. The story didn't fit well. I didn't like it, and I turned it down. Got more strength than you know you have. He said, what about the assignment this? I can't hear you. What's that again? Left it open for who? Killed up? Yeah. For at least, or for who? Killed up to get in? Then killed up, maybe blowing smoke over us, huh? There's some other things, folks, I told you, we should all remind you that I wanted you to. He was very defensive that no one else would take it. Okay. Hello? Yes, sir. I was disconnected, operator. Do you know what the problem is?
Hello? I know, I couldn't hear anything. Are you there? You hearing me now? Okay. I broke off about that time. No, what was... We shouldn't make statements that we can't back up on, like Mrs. Jackson, or the realtor, Fred Burton said. So she just signed statements. Why is that shouldn't make statements? Huh? It's under penalty of perjury? Well, you can get nobody to sign it. Basically, a lawyer wants that so he's not going to be sued for malpractice, what he said. What they think you ought to do, I don't know whether you ought to do it now, is that, what about letting him know when he sued? Killed off himself. Huh? You're wondering about, what about Adam Goldsmith? They have served notice saying, you heard, you understood? You said we were not going to sue. It's not our practice to sue reporters. That is your understanding. Then you have a statement from somebody that heard it, that he said what? Well, I say you better let the attorneys do that. They'll come back to you. I think get on the plane there, that is. You think then he is credible? You don't think it's going to be in no magazine this month? Did anybody else evaluate the phone call besides yourselves? And he said he knew those people were on the line. You telling me you didn't know why we were concerned? Is because a man harasses people all the time? My spine. Thank you. Yeah. What's that? That was good. That was a clever thought. What conference? Yeah, what about it? I can't hear you, honey. You guys have to talk up. It's a very, very poor connection. Hello? Yes? Oh, no. I can't do that. I don't think I can handle that. Just tell him he's going to have to give... Tell him to give us a speech. That's what I say. Read a message on detente from me without being anti-anything. Just detente and the dangers of thermonuclear holocaust. And why it's so important that we all live together in peace. You know some of the kinds of things I pointed out about thermonuclear, the accident potential and so forth.
So you've got the message that...
So I've got the message that he wasn't going.
So I had to cancel. I changed my plans, and I would have been going. Who insisted that he go? Why was Sue adamant against it the day before? Well, I don't see any point in going over there. Maybe there is some. Maybe they lose me. Oh, that's Dr. Huh? I'm sure message will be heard far and far and wide. I don't want to get involved in this kind of stuff. When do I have to leave? This week? This coming Friday? No way. No way. Huh?
Do you think it'd be hurt far away?
I've become more of a public figure than I am. Just let the message be conveyed. And not anti, I'm solidarity and understanding the detente. Make some sort of flip, huh? Make a pledge for a large number of signatures on the appeal. Could I do that? Huh? Yeah, I know we're more than the United States, but inconsistent with the new approach. I don't know. What do you say about this? You folk listen?
I'll say no on that account.
Say that we are supporting it, both here in our mission in South America. But I wouldn't make any pledges of what we're going to do. That may be too far. But they say no here. Everybody says no here. So I have to, what? They all say no, not to pledge any significant, any number of supporters to that pledge. What's that? Give me a buffer, they said. I don't know.
Yeah.
He gave me an out. I don't know. They think now that he gave me the out, and I should just say, well, you guys radioed me, and so I had 2 days. I did not know he was going, so I took the out, because the word I got was it was disorganized, and so I had to reshape my plans.
think if I did make a trip, it'd be better if I made it later. To what? Huh. Okay. I think if I did make a trip, people... Huh? Okay, well, then just make this... Make that statement that you'll be supporting it, you know. Thank you, my darling. Okay, now where are we back? I answered this thing. I think about Wallach. There have a few go. Say that we already got people going. I don't want to. I can't just keep handing those things out. Say we've got people. Say, you know, did you know that our pastor and his wife both are ill? I think I'd say to Wallace, I might get in. Both, unfortunately, had to go through a health cycle at the same time. Say we don't like to generally talk about it because they're having heart problems. How's everything going? Otherwise.
Is there anything else I could?
There are no international watch lines? Huh? There is international. Big company does.
Yep, yep.
Sheriff went to jail for 5 days. Sheriff Angisto. They'll probably use it, though. That can be grounds for removing from office. One thing lad, do for me. I have no doubt in my life about your dedication and your completion of the course, but remember what I have in my family, you got yours. You're going out on these things. There is a chromosomal pattern with alcohol. Follow me? And I know you got a lot of will, but I avoid it myself. I had an uncle. I think my dad may have been too. And there's a chromosomal pattern. It's more than a psychological thing. You understand what I'm saying? So if you get started, the body chemistry gets addicted to it. It's one hell of a note. And it may happen with 18. It may happen with 5 days of it. You never know. It may be five random drinks over 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months. It's a very weird thing, the biochemistry. You better do a little reading on it. So I don't know what you have. No, it doesn't work that way. It's like penicillin when I died, dropped over and nearly dead, died with it. It doesn't work that way. You have no... To do some chromosomal study, you have a little time for that, I'm sure, but it's a biochemical imbalance that goes down through many genetic lines. And if the father has had that, it's always inevitably passed on. So take coke. I know you got will, but if you get an addiction to something, or you get a reaction to something, that's totally different. Of course, it isn't the same thing as an immune reaction. It's not the same thing as anaphylactic reaction. But if you suddenly become addicted, it is hell. In other words, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. You do not know. It's something biochemically that may happen for the third drink in 3 months. You see what I'm saying? There's no consistency with how much you consume. It isn't based on that at all.
suddenly you take that one drink. Like I took one shot of penicillin. All of them helped me up until that time, and I dropped dead. You take that one drink, and it throws you into not only a intoxicated state, but it also gives you... Oh, shit, I'm not questioning about will, but I thought you have to deal with that Steve. I just meet him on a coke level. That's what I meet him on. There's no real argument for it, is there? You don't have to, but can't you act like you're drinking and throw it down something, or just sip on it, or some damn thing, and throw it away? I'm talking about when a chemical level reaches the bloodstream, if you do have that propensity. No, I know there's no problem about it, but I didn't know that you understood it. You understood that chemical thing? Okay. Because you were talking to me like you didn't understand it, that's why I said that. Okay. All right, I'm giving you to you, because I have total faith in your willpower. I saw what you did with the willpower. If it'd been a matter of not having willpower, I'd have been concerned at the mayor's desk. So I hope you understand it's not bad, but I don't think I'd ever discussed this fully with you. So I thought I ought to, because you told me. What else? Is there anything I need to know? Maria, would you send Marceline her love? She's leaving tomorrow. Call her. Call her, Maria. Marceline's mother. Say she's happy and fine, and it's wonderful down here. Now, what'd you say, folks? I couldn't. The children are all well. What's that? Have a good car. Williams, is anyone going to have a good car? Huh? What's that?